Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. We are so thrilled to be hanging out with Tal. Tal, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Give her a warm welcome.
Thank you. So happy to be back home in Virginia.
We're so happy to have you. You released your last record, Temple, in 2020. I know you've been working on some new material since, and you were hoping to share some of it with us. We'd love to hear it. What would you like to kick things off with?
We wanted to share this very new, extremely new, and extremely unreleased song called Show Me, which will be on the next album as soon as I can finish writing the rest of it.
Painful and past due.
Thank you so much.
Brand new material from Tao live on WNRN, off an upcoming album that's currently in the works. So your last record, Temple, that came out in 2020, was in some ways your most vulnerable release. You've gone on record as saying it was sort of your first time marrying your personal and professional lives in that way. So I'm curious, have you changed your approach to songwriting since? Have you felt a bigger sense of freedom as you've been crafting this new record?
Absolutely. I've been fortunate enough to be doing this for a long time now, since 2006. 2006 was when I went on my first tour. 2008 was the first record released. And there are a few things. I started doing this so young that I didn't have a chance to develop my own sense of self, as one probably should. And I was able to compartmentalize different elements. And I've been out in my personal life for a long time, but due to different familial obligations, cultural pressures, there, you know, when I started, it definitely wasn't a boon to be out in this realm, and there were so many competing and conflicting different kinds of internalized shame and weight and. Temple was the first time that I was able to address not only my queer identity, but being Vietnamese. There, you know, when I first started touring, there were absurd things that were said in the music press about me. And I always felt, and I regret doing that in this way, I felt that I had to basically just ignore that element of my identity. And there are tolls that are taken whether or not you are conscious of them. And so this, moving forward, moving beyond Temple, I needed to do. A Man Alive I needed to make to address my relationship with my father. There are all these topics and different darknesses that had to be unearthed so that I could move in a more liberated way. And we are here, finally, and I'm just glad I'm still alive.
Yeah. So in addition to crafting your own albums, you've also composed scores for live dance, theater, film. I'm curious about what you took away from those processes. As a songwriter, does it sort of scratch a different itch than recording your own albums?
Oh, absolutely. It's very freeing to not have to think about yourself. I have made a living out of thinking about myself too much, and so to have this other release, to be a part of in service of a greater project and vision, and to work collaboratively with a team, is a counterbalance to, you know, the main portion of my creative life.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we're talking about you coming home to Virginia. Let's back up a little bit. So Tao grew up in Falls Church, graduated from William & Mary, taught yourself how to play guitar around 12 years old. At some point, high school, I believe, started playing open mic nights.
That's correct.
So I'm curious about, you know, what can you tell us about those times, sort of cutting your chops here in Virginia? Did you play Richmond at all? You know, how was that sort of a learning experience for you before, you know, you finally signed that first record deal when you graduated from college?
It was vital. I still believe that there's no other way to become a good performer. There's no better way than to play for people who don't care and who don't know who you are and are just waiting to play themselves. And that's what open mic nights are, right? You just sign up, everyone's just waiting for their spot. I grew up in Falls Church, and I was playing open mic nights multiple times a week. As soon as I could drive, and I they let me in. I could only drink water. You would wait hours to play, and you know, the intention was to be able to arrest attention. So I developed, you know, my performance style in the bogs of open mic night. And I played in Richmond all the time. I would I played Harrison Street Cafe. On the weekends when I was at William & Mary, I would drive in to either Richmond or D.C. to perform.
And I heard on an NPR story that you did perform at a Potbelly. Is that true?
Oh, many. This was, I would, before I got my job at Guitar Center in Falls Church, in Seven Corners in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, I would, or maybe at the same time, because I was picking up shifts everywhere, but I would have my acoustic in a soft gig case, and I would ride the metro to different Potbelly locations all throughout Northern Virginia and D.C. and Maryland, and you had 3 hours to fill, and they would only let you play cover songs, which is terrible for someone like me who doesn't know any cover songs. So I had like 5 that I played over and over again. And it was, I don't know if this is even legal what they were doing because, sorry, I know they provided sandwiches and we thank them for that. But I don't know if this still happens, but there's these lofts in every Potbelly location and a ladder. And they have a little PA set up there, or a little amp where you cannot plug in both a microphone and a guitar. And they make it, you have no choice. You just climb up the ladder with your guitar, and then you're just perched on this loft. And then you're watching people eat sandwiches, hot, cold, waiting in line to get it toasted. Or no, that's Quiznos, sorry, I can't remember. A lot of, and people don't, they can't see you. It doesn't occur to them to look up. So they're like, I think I hear a live person. I don't know. And then they eat. They don't care that much. They're just like, Then they eat their sandwich.
The voice from above.
But I will say it was a generous rate. It was $20 an hour, cash, and hot sandwich.
Lunch provided. Tao live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Would you mind introducing who's playing with you today?
It is always my absolute honor and pleasure to introduce my friends. Over on guitar and keys, we have Charlie Glenn, who is a proud son of Richmond. A beacon of the city. This is Alex Guy on strings and vocals and keys. This is Michaela Grace on bass and vocals. And this is my guy, Jason Slota, on the drums.
We'd love it if y'all play another one for us.
Sure, we got another new one for you. Thank you.
You can hold on to me.
WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond, another brand new one for us. Tao, I want to take it back to 2019. During that time, you became the guest host of the popular podcast Song Exploder. If you're not familiar with the podcast, each episode focuses on a different artist as they deconstruct one of their songs. So I'm curious what that process is like for you, being more of the consumer instead of the creator. Who was your favorite artist interview, or who did you learn the most from?
Oh, gosh. That entire experience, I was the guest host for all of 2019. I learned and benefited and from every guest that came on. And I know that that's a very diplomatic answer, but it's the truth. It was such a rewarding experience. And at that time, I needed it so much because I was trying to wrap up Temple. And I was hitting numerous blocks, and you know, that kind, the motivation and the confidence you need to write an album flags. And part of the real work is trying to figure out how to maintain enough momentum and energy to see it through. And what was so beautiful about everyone that came on was that they cared so much about their craft, and they loved songwriting and song construction so much that I asked everyone about their discipline and their daily practices. And it didn't necessarily make it into the episode, but it was so inspiring and a real kick in the pants to hear how hard people worked every day. You know, it's that thankless return every day. And you make it a part of your musculature. You have to convince your mind and your body to do it, even if your heart's not in it, or even if you are battling yourself, you're still working. And it just got me excited about songwriting. And it got me excited about different elements of production. I paid more attention to engineering. It was about song building, just to get excited about just sounds again, you know?
Tao Live on WNRN. I know you wanted to take us out with Temple. We'd love to hear it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Tao and her band live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Temple, the title track to the last album from 2020. The band was generous enough to play some new songs for us today, too. Looking forward to hearing that release soon. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you all so much for being here. Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios, Carlos, Andrea, Tom, Eric. Thanks to my fellow WNRN colleagues who are here, Lauren, Liz, Virginia, Amber, Madison, Jess. Again, for WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses.